Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
There is a strong vibe in the house this evening. We've got Oliver answering the phones tonight. Always good news. I think it's only the second time he's done it, but it's good news.
It was good news then, it's good news now.
Good news. One question tonight. One question. One simple question. Do you remember Touch the Truck? 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath asking, do you remember Touch the Truck? That's a great song, isn't it? That's probably one of my top 10 favourite songs of all time.
And it's called what?
It's Dancing Days by As Freneticas. There we go. Big show tonight, Catherine. Very big show, because tonight we're focusing on one question and one question only. And that question is, do you remember Touch the Truck? 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Call up. It's free on most packages. At the most, it will cost you pennies. You'll speak to Oliver. He'll take your name and number and give you a call straight back.
Ask me the question then.
Do you remember Touch the Truck?
Not really.
Okay, let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, I do remember Touch the Truck.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your call. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Do you remember Touch the Truck? Let's wait for those phones to go. I'll take that. Hello, line one. Do you remember Touch the Truck?
Yes.
Thanks very much for your call. Hello, line two. Do you remember Touch the Truck?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Let's go to line three. Line three, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No.
Thanks very much for your call. 0344 499 1000. Do you remember Touch the Truck? Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
I don't know.
Thanks very much. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No.
Thank you.
Some great calls.
0344 499 1000. Do you remember Touch the Truck? Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No, sorry.
Thank you. Let's go to line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No, I don't remember.
Thank you. Let's go to line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No.
Have you called in before about this, line one?
Yes.
Is this the third time you've called in?
No.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
It's an offer, mate.
Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. Do you remember Touch the Truck? If you do, give us a call. 0344 499 1000. If you don't, well, then give us a call. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Good evening, Ian. I remember it, but I never saw it.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's try line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Is it the show with the late Dale Winton?
We don't want memories. We just want to know if you remember it or not. Let's go to line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Is that a porn film?
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to line line two. Line two, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No.
Thank you very much indeed. Try line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Oh, I love dancing, that's the shoe.
Thank you. Let's go to line two. Line two, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Great call.
Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Don't want
could you turn your radio off, please, line one?
You remember Touch the Truck?
We'll wait.
Is that... Thank you,
bro. While we're waiting, we'll go to line two. Line two, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No deal. Going for a no deal.
Sorry?
No deal.
Does that mean no, you don't remember Touch the Truck?
That's right. I negotiate. I don't remember it.
Okay, thank you very much. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Nope.
Thank you. Let's go to line two. Line two, do you remember Touch the Truck?
There's 20 contestants. There's one truck. There are two rules. One, you must touch the truck at all.
Let's go to line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
I certainly do.
Thank you very much. Line one's very busy tonight. Let's go to it again and ask line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Why are you asking a question, Ian?
I'm asking the questions here. Do you remember it, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Line one, seeing all the action tonight. Let's go to line one again and ask, do you remember Touch the Truck?
You're not touching my truck.
Thank you. Remind me, Catherine, do you remember it or not?
Not really, no.
Okay. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
I do remember Touch the Truck.
Thank you.
Some good memories there.
Let's try line one. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No, I don't. I fell asleep.
Thank you. Hello, Line 1. You're live on Talk Radio. Do you remember Touch the Truck?
No, I don't remember, but I'm very open-minded.
Thank you. Line 1. Do you remember Touch the Truck?
Tommy Robinson is a legend, you...
But do you remember Touch the Truck?
No.
Thanks very much for your call. Line Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
No, it's Nick a Diet.
Thank you. Line one, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Hello, Line One, you're live on the wireless. Do you remember Touch the Truck?
Vaguely. What was it about?
Line One, you're on the wireless. Do you remember Touch the Truck?
Is that when you used to ride up behind the truck on your bike and hang on for a free ride?
So the answer is no. Let's try Line One. Line One, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And Line One, do you remember Touch the Truck?
Hell yeah.
Thanks very much. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
This is an interesting... You seen this story about Lorraine Kelly?
Yes.
This is... I'm trying to get... Well, I get my head around it, I think. So Graham tweeted this, retweeted some Jim Waterson. So the original tweet is, Lorraine Kelly has won a massive legal case over unpaid tax by arguing she does not appear on TV as herself, but is instead an actor playing a cheery, upbeat character. Oh, hang on. Thank you. Is an actor playing an upbeat, cheery character called Lorraine Kelly. Now, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Because this isn't me. This is...
It looks like you.
It looks like me. It smells like me.
God, it really does.
But this isn't me. I don't, you know, when I'm talking to the kids, I don't do it like this. I don't do this. This is all, you know, this isn't me. This isn't me. It's partly me, but it's not really. It's always the. So we click on the story and we see what it says. The Breakfast TV presenter Lorraine Kelly is performing the role of a friendly, chatty and fun personality. It's from The Guardian. When she appears on ITV this morning, each morning, and not simply appearing as herself, a tax tribunal judge has ruled. Wowzers. The presenter of the magazine show Lorraine presents a persona of herself, Judge Jennifer Dean ruled, and as such can be described as a theatrical artist, meaning payments to an agent were allowed as a tax-deductible expense. Are you kidding me? That's insania. Wow. We did not accept that Ms. Kelly simply appeared as herself. We were satisfied that Ms. Kelly presents a persona of herself. That means she must have gone in the court dressed up like Olivia Newton-John from the end of Grease with a fag on and tight... Sorry? And tight pants on.
Tell me about it, stud.
We should make clear that we do not doubt that Ms. Kelly is an entertaining lady. But the point is that for the time Ms. Kelly is contracted to perform live on air, she is public Lorraine Kelly. She may not like the guests she interviews. She may not like the food she eats. She may not like the film she viewed, but that is where the performance lies. The remarks come in a ruling by the first-tier tax tribunal into a successful appeal by Kelly against a £1.2 million tax and national insurance bill. The TV presenter received the bill as part of the revenues crackdown on personal services companies used by a host of stars. I'm not getting involved in that. I'm not getting involved. I pay my tax. I claim my petrol back. That's it. That is it. This time the judge decided the relationship between Ms. Kelly and ITV was... although the tribunal... this led to a discussion of Kelly's role as a presenter and whether she can be considered a theatrical artist. The judge said that watching clips of Kelly's work gave us a clear impression of the tenor of the programmes and that they could not be viewed as current affairs shows. In her evidence, Kelly had also drawn a distinct... What a great lawyer. Kelly had also...
Get with money.
Yeah, drawn a distinction between her role and that of Jeremy Paxman on Newsnight and pointed out that her programme was taken off the air whenever a news story broke. So is ours!
Excellent.
So is ours taken off the air when a new story breaks! Oh, we could be quids in here, Kat! This is great! goes on and on, and it's a bit boring, right?
But interesting. Interesting loophole.
I've got something in my throat now. Can you give me the water while you talk to Trevor?
Hello, Trevor.
Hello there. I would just like to say to Ian, do you think Daft Flynn should be cancelled?
Do I think what?
Do you think Daft Lemmy should be cancelled? He's racist.
Has Daft Lemmy been called out yet?
Well, I'd like to think so. It's nothing but racism on his profile.
Okay, but has he been called out yet? He needs to be called out before he can be cancelled. You know the natural order of things,
I'd like to think you'd call him out.
I'm not prepared to call him out. I'm going to assassinate him when he comes to London.
Well, that's good enough.
Okay, thanks very much for your call.
SJW there.
Limmy made me laugh a lot today on his stream. He made me laugh a lot. He told a great story about Graham Linehan and Caitlin Moran and Pete Paphides. Oh, it was funny.
What do you say about Caitlin Moran?
He said Caitlin Moran was banging on about bullying online and on Twitter and how it should be stopped. And he's going, here's the thing. She once tweeted, if Daft Lemmy doesn't stop having a go at my husband, he'll be pissing through a straw. She wanted to cut my genitals off. So he was going all like that. It's very funny. It's a true story. Very funny. And talking about how he didn't really get on with Graham Linehan and he was a bit weird. And then he kind of waded in on Caitlin Moran's side. It's funny, man. Very, very funny. Don't forget, guys, I'm back on Twitch, and we're getting some great viewing figures,
Some
and
awesome content.
We had 22 people watching me this afternoon.
My goodness.
It was incredible. So if you want to join me on Twitch, Ian Lee, twitch.tv/IanLee. Not doing it for numbers at the moment. I'm doing it just to find my digital voice. Please don't laugh. But if you want to subscribe, if you've got Amazon Prime, it's free. So I'm doing that, twitch.tv/IanLee. I'm also doing, and this is on Periscope for the moment, but it will go to Twitch soon. When I get home at night, 2:30 in the morning, thence about, 2:25, 2:30, we do a nice little live, gentle, lovely, peaceful, zen live video stream called the Late Night Chit Chat Club. Is that what I call it? Late Night. Late Night. I might copyright Late Night. Or trademark, but patent pending. The Late Night Chit Chat Club with Ian Lee. It's on periscope.tv/IanLee. And basically, we just kind of do a little step 10. We look at the day. It's a nice little thing to do. People should do it more often. Look at the day, what your role in it. What did you do? What could you have done better? What do you need to make amends to anybody? Blah, blah, blah. How could you do? What could you do for tomorrow? Everything I said I was going to do for today, I did it.
Well done.
Thank you. So we do that. And here's
Tidy your garage.
No, but I spent 10 minutes in the garage going through things and looking at pictures, looking at old pictures and seeing if the Wi-Fi works. So that was kind of part of the thing. So it was actually part of the thing there. And tonight what we're going to do at 2:30, on Periscope, you can now take calls. We're going to take calls. You see my cats being fed. You see all three of my cats, all of my little girls. You see me. I'm in bed. I'm clothed. You know, I'm in bed. Get me listening to the radio. And tonight we're going to take calls. 2:30. I'm going to do a few more of these on Periscope. Then we're going to move to Twitch. So everybody's eventually got to come over to Twitch. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, no, I tested the what because I wanted to turn the garage into a bit of a like a studio. I want to put up a green screen. And I tested the Wi-Fi. Works perfect in there. So I can stream some stuff in there. Just need to tidy it now. Start streaming stuff. But I found loads of pictures in there from back in the day. Found loads of press from when I first started on telly. Loads of press. And I found the book that me and Mackenzie Crook used to write routines and jokes in. We had one gag for an Edinburgh show that got 4 stars. I posted some of those reviews online. The Bootleg Beatles got 4 stars. The Diary of Anne Frank Spencer. Now.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's, I mean, this was 20 years ago.
Different times.
Different times. Not a bit of bother. Different times.
Closer to when Anne Frank was alive, though.
Well, exactly. We saw it as a tribute to her. But I can understand now, with age, how some people could find that offensive. And if I've in any way caused any offence, I apologise. I'm just using it as the first thing that sprang to mind. So there's going to be some great content coming from that garage. What am I doing next week? If I don't have a date in, do you know what I'm really thinking of doing, right? And I've been thinking this for a couple of weeks, but it's a lot of effort and commitment, and I can't be asked, right? But doing every morning from 10:30 for 30 minutes, a live TV show from my garage, having guests.
10:30?
Yeah.
You'd be lucky.
What do you mean? It'd be like this morning, who don't ask me on anymore. Not as early as Good Morning Britain, who don't ask me on anymore. And certainly not as early as Lorraine, who doesn't ask me on anymore. And this will be my two fingers. Stay there, James. Stay there, Nelly. This will be my two fingers up to ITV, who don't ask me on anymore.
All right. Sounds like a good idea.
Or maybe about 11 then.
I was going to say early. It's early, that.
11:30. But you do it. You commit to doing it 30 minutes every single day. Every single day. We have guests. I mean, you'd be very welcome to come round.
It's a bit early for me, I was going to say.
Okay. But we'd have guests. There's something in it. There's something in it. But it'll be a lot of work for absolutely zero reward.
You're selling this to me.
Whereas Good Morning Britain was very little work for an incredible, a lot of reward each time you went on there. Wow. I mean, wowzers. What am I doing? So we're doing Luton this week, which is sold out. Monday, 11. Monday, 11, it starts. Do one. Right, we've got phone calls. We've got content. We've got plans. We've got two presenters. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative every single weeknight from 10 on Talk Radio.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's dive into the calls, 0344 499 1000. Good evening, James.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, James. What have you got for us tonight, James?
I would like to say, first and foremost, yeah, I apologise for swearing on the radio earlier.
Okay, do you apologise for swearing on the radio, or do you apologise for swearing at me?
On the radio, I think. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, no, okay, it just sums you up as a man. Okay.
No, we can all have a different opinion, can't we?
Yeah, but we can do it in a polite way. You called me a... And you don't want to apologise for that. Okay, that's fine. I'm cool with that. That just sums you up as a man and a human being.
That's fine. I can accept that.
Okay.
Absolutely accept that.
Yeah.
I would also like to say you was fantastic on WM. And it was very awesome.
I don't care what you think. I think you're a very rude man.
That's fine.
Why would I want to? Hello. They can't hear you when I'm talking. Why would I want to continue talking to you?
Well, that's up to you, isn't it, if you want to have a debate?
Well, I don't think you know. Debate about what?
But listen, you cut everyone off all the time, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, because it's
really
a phoning show, and if we didn't, we'd have one phone call that lasted three. Why do people get so upset about getting cut off of a show where obviously people have to be cut off? The people that complain about being cut off are the ones that have the least to say.
Well, I've got plenty to say. Is it
as foul-mouthed and as ill-mannered as your first call this evening, sir?
Absolutely not. And how did I?
Why would I want?
Was I rude again?
Yes, you were. Yes.
No, I wasn't. I apologised.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
What was the first thing that came out of my mouth?
Foul words originally.
No, it was I apologised for that.
There are two aspects to it, and you only apologised for the...
No.
You apologised... Please shut up, you potty-mouthed little common man. You apologised for the lightest offence. There were two offences committed in your previous phone call. You apologised for the lightest, most generic offence. You didn't apologise for the heaviest, more specific offence.
Because that's my opinion of you.
Okay, well, why would I... Okay, that, and that's
which
fine.
Which
and that's
you,
fine. Why would I want to... Why would I want to... They can't hear you when I'm talking. Why would I want to talk to someone who has publicly called me that horrible, foul word? Why would I want to talk to you?
Is that not an exaggeration?
I don't know what you're referring to now.
The word that you're referring
to. No, it was a horrible... foul-mouthed word. You probably don't think so because you're a piece of trash. Well, I'm a classy guy, and using the W word to describe someone, as far as I'm concerned, is offensive. It is foul-mouthed. By coincidence, yes, I do masturbate. But to throw that term out like that is obscene. Absolutely obscene. And I don't think you have the skills to debate if you think that's
really
appropriate language.
Well, let's see then, shall we?
Well, no, I'm not going to debate with you until you apologise to me for calling me a W.
Fine, I apologise.
Say it like you mean it.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I apologise.
Say it properly.
I'm not saying it one more time. No chance. That's two.
You've not said it. You're only saying it because you get through to stage two.
I am saying it because it was inappropriate to say on radio.
Again, so you're apologising for the lighter offence and not the more serious offence.
Isn't life about opinions?
Yes, but it's also about manners,
so
which thick people like you don't understand.
Listen, you can insult me.
I'm not going to answer. Well, hang on a minute. You called me a winker. And you're accusing me of insulting? I don't. I'm not going to answer any question until you apologise to me and sound like you mean it. I'm not going to answer any question you ask until you apologise for to me, not for swearing on the radio, but you apologise to me for hurting my feelings.
Well, I know I didn't hurt your feelings.
Yes, you did. Actually, you did. Yes, you did. Well, okay, you don't know anything. You don't know.
Here we go then. I apologise for hurting your feelings.
Okay, now do it, but less sarcastically.
No. I'm not going to repeatedly keep apologising.
Well, you haven't. I've not heard an apology I believe in yet.
Well, that's up to you. That's your choice.
No, it's not my choice. It's your choice.
No, I've apologised 3 times for doing it now, so it's up to you whether you accept it.
Okay, I do not accept it.
Well, that's up to you. So then we can't go on any further with the conversation.
Well, you tweeted you wanted to phone up and talk about your early life.
Early life?
Yes.
I don't think I quite tweeted that.
Well, what did you tweet? You
I tweeted I'd apologise for what I did earlier.
No, you said, can I come? No, here we go. Do you remember?
I apologise for what I said earlier.
Do you remember what you tweeted to me? You're Midge Harvey, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, It was only 23 minutes ago and you don't remember it.
No. Well,
shall I read it to you?
Absolutely.
Can I come on and apologise to the nation for swearing?
Yes.
And chat about me growing up?
Yeah, I did say exactly
so, AKA
that.
Your early life?
Well, not really. It's nothing to do with my early life.
So what period of growing up do you wish to discuss?
My childish nature.
Well, God, you're thick, because your childish nature isn't connected with growing up.
Of course it is.
Well, now you sound like my boy playing the yes-no game. No, it isn't. Your childish nature has nothing to do with growing up.
What are you when you're younger? A child?
Right.
So that's that.
Right, so you want to talk about your when you were younger?
I don't want to talk about that now. No.
Well, but you've just said you want to talk about growing up. So which period of growing up do you wish to talk about, James?
I don't want to talk about it now. We've spoke about that now. That's the end of that.
Wow, that was a really well-informed debate. Gosh, I feel like I know so much more. Great debating, James. Thanks, man.
Wonderful. That's
wonderful.
Great, yes. Right. So should we talk about other things, or are you just going to keep trying to ridicule me, which you're not
going
to do?
Oh, God, listen, mate, I'm not trying to ridicule you.
Well, you can think what you like.
Thank you. I'm not trying to ridicule you, James, honestly.
That's fine. Listen, I've listened to you for hundreds and hundreds of hours. So I understand the way you work. It's not a problem. So, Tommy Robinson, are you willing to debate about it or not?
No, because I don't want to give that scumbag, right-wing, racist any publicity on my show.
Okay, that's fine. That's
it's
your
my
opinion.
Show. It's my rules. I don't want to give that guy any publicity on this show. I don't think he deserves publicity. When I'm talking, they can't hear you, James.
Okay.
Want to give that guy any publicity, any oxygen of public. Listen, there's plenty of shows where that little scumbag can pop up on and spout his hateful, nasty beliefs that lead to violence. There's plenty of shows. This show ain't one of them. So what else would you like to talk about?
I would not like to talk about anything else.
Okay, well, James, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.